This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival, Bobi Wine, has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Uganda's Electoral Commission said Saturday President Yoweri Museveni won a sixth term. Supporters took to the streets to celebrate, but officials are still struggling to explain how polling results were compiled amid an internet blackout. Challenger Bobi Wine, a singer-turned-lawmaker, calls the results fraudulent. He's holed up in his home, fearful for his life, but spoke publicly Friday.
We have certainly won this election, and we've won it by far. General Museveni and his small clique of oppressors are trying yet again to impose themselves on the people of Uganda.
But Museveni says not so.
This may turn out to be the most cheating-free election since 1962.
The top U.S. diplomat to Africa calls the election fundamentally flawed. I'm Julie Walker.
By the busload and the plane load, National Guard troops were pouring into Washington, D.C. on Saturday as governors answered the urgent pleas of U.S. defense officials for more troops to help safeguard Washington ahead of the inauguration. Military leaders spent chunks of Thursday evening and Friday calling states in an unprecedented appeal for more Guard troops to help lock down much of the city in the days before President-elect Joe Biden takes the oath of office. Michigan, Virginia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Washington were among the states that activated their National Guards to strengthen security. Texas closed its capital through Inauguration Day. In dribs and drabs, governors responded, some agreeing to send an extra dozen, 100, or even 1,000. Others simply